The satsang here with Deepak Bhai. He is already ready. After a very brief break here in the morning of January the 10th, the second half of the second portion of the Pratikraman book, we have covered up to pages 230 in the Gujarati book, and the second half is now commencing. Deepak Bhai is going to now take questions. Somebody from Ketan. Yes. Okay. Ketan asking, Dadashri says that Arthadhyan is the ignorance of past life. Dadashri says Arthadhyan, adverse internal meditation that helps hurts the self only, small s, is the ignorance of the past life. And Deepak Bhai is still trying to read the question here. Arthadhyan is ignorance of past life, says Dadashri. But after awareness, the understanding has happened. However, the suffocation is happening, and I'm aware that this suffocation is happening. But it does not move. It does not go away, is the questioner. Then why is it happening? Is it because there is filled stock, or is this filled junk stock, or is it the lack of awareness? On page 227, Dadashri says that Arthadhyan, Ravdadhyan does not happen at all, and it is merely a suffocation. Deepak Bhai answers now. The understanding, the samajan has happened. He said, now we have the understanding that it is, we are aware that the suffocation is happening, and the one who knows that it is happening, that is the awareness. And therefore, that which does not leave means it is become ice, it is not moving away, it is sticky. Some may have 10 layers of it, some may have 1,000 layers of it, others may have 10,000 or 50,000 layers of it, some may have 25,000. It is some, so it all, the reason it does not move away is because of the stickiness of the field stock from past life. Yes, is there lack of awareness? No, there is no real lack of awareness. However, there is 100% pratiti conviction. However, when can you say that there is lack of awareness? The lack of awareness is when you protect your mistake, when you counterattack. Supposing there is Arthadhyan Parinam, means the effects of Arthadhyan is suffocation, and therefore then you start blame others for that. Then if you say you are not making anybody else suffers, but you kind of revert it back, cover it up, but the intellect does not shut up, and intellect still is simmering, saying no, it is because of the other person. If you're not hurting the other person, but the intellect shows otherwise, and at that time really there is an awareness. If you want to say it in another way, smoking is bad. Number two, you have to show this person's file number one in what way it is bad. Number three, every time she smokes, then say, hey, this is totally wrong, and we repent for it. And number four, anytime somebody tells her this is totally wrong, you should not be smoking, at that time you do not protect the mistake. So these are the four steps of the avoidance of protection. And so looking at it now, the question, I understand that it is correct, but I feel like the vision has been, are you able to repent? Yes. Are you in a remorse mode? Are you able to go into a remorse mode? You must have khed. Yes. Remorse has to be there to really burn off the residual. It happens this, there is a to and fro, there is a kind of emotion. Sometimes there is the suffocation of the intellect, and at other times there is a pragna. No, pragna, she says, no, this is, then it is file one's mistake. So pragna says file one, but other times the intellect says, so that the intellect takes over. So there is a takeover between the pragna and the intellect, and this is happening. Deepak Bhai says, if you really want to do Purusharth, then you should go into the pratikraman mode. You should take each event when it happens and do serious pratikraman for it. Take one event. Do you think you hurt somebody? At that time, go into a serious pratikraman mode. Take that one particular event and really dig it up all the way to the roots for 1 hour. When you really dig the soil around it, then you'll start seeing a whole bunch of roots. And what you're doing is that you will be able to, you are looking at the surface only. If you can see the analysis of the mistakes at the bottom, if you're supposing wrong speech arises about somebody else, then at that time you have to go to the bottom of the reason why such speech arose. Deepika is just giving an example. Supposing you're telling somebody, no, you can't sit here, you can't sit here. But somebody else comes and tells me, listen, man, this fellow is a VIP. You may, then your knowledge changes. And as soon as the knowledge changes, would you not immediately give him a seat? You give him a seat immediately at that time. And therefore, so to the moment you really clear it off, the moment you see it, that is called the shoot on sight, pratikraman. And you should say that he's a pure soul only and it is nothing but his field junk. And he may not conform to the way I want it, but just, you see, so in other words, when does the doctor throw away his patients that he does not like, or the disease that he does not like? The doctor will say, no, my patients are all the same. Can I choose the disease that my patient is supposed to have? You know, there is a patient that he likes, or a disease that he likes to treat, and a disease that he doesn't want to deal with. And so the doctor accepts it all, and similarly, you, the doctor of the capital self, have to really accept everything, that all the diseases that express in front of you, you are making it is on the basis of the mistakes. You see, it's on the basis of the mistakes that arises. But you see, you are doing this, you should not seek ongoing mistakes, because so you are seeing ongoing mistakes, that is why the intellect takes over. So whenever you see other mistakes, and whenever you believe that this is the way it should be and this is not the way, and whenever you insist that this is the way this organization should be, this is the way it should be, etc., then you are trying to subtly impose your viewpoint onto the viewpoint of others. And the moment you try to stick your viewpoint into somebody else's machinery, you are in trouble. And so there is no other. And therefore, when it happens, there is no recourse for you but to do pratikraman, and that is all you can do. Now, the Dada is talking about suffocation, he says, questioner, and then he talks about worries. The Dada says it's not. When Dada is talking about anger, he says it's not anger, it is gusso only, a slight irritation only. When Dada talks about worries, he says you don't have worries anymore, it's a mere suffocation. So where is the discharge here? Dipakbhai says, answer, he says, when the discharge illusion effects arise, that is when the suffocation arises. If you can see it exactly as the discharge, and because the sandstorm arises and you feel it is happening to me, the sandstorm will happen to the non-self complex. You are not, then that is the weakness. Keep it separate in exactness, and it will not overpower you or confuse you. You should not move away from your prakriti. The gray line becomes grayer. It should be an exact black and white line. So the suffocation is happening to the non-self, the relative self. Yes, the main ignorance has gone. The main ignorance, I am Patrick, has gone. And now the mistakes are remaining in form of the hurt. And through subtle opinions, I am better, I am superior, I am handsome, I am a good-looking guy, etc., etc., I am correct, I can organize, etc. These are all basis on which these discharging suffocations will continue to arise in front of you. So the discharge is not, it is the discharging rag dvesh effects that cause you the suffocation, really. No, it is not discharge rag dvesh, do not. Akshesh is the next question. Pudgal, the non-self complex, can never have shukla dhyan. We can never attain self. So then dharma dhyan, is this done by the ego? So dharma dhyan is the highest state of the non-self complex. And so the question is there dharma dhyan being done by the ego? And what is the role of gnan in here? Pudgal means that. The Pudgal says Pudgal is nothing but ego only. Pudgal, the simplest definition of Pudgal is I am Pudgal. I am Akshesh. I am Siddharth. The body can be called, the one who believes this body is mine is called Pudgal. It is the mixed chetan, it is the mixed life energy which is called I am this body. But really, Pudgal means the ego, non-self complex. As long as you believe that I am this body, I am Akshesh, he can do either Artha Dhyan, he can do Ravda Dhyan, or he can move away from both and be in the absence of that, and that is the Dharma Dhyan. And then if he transcends that, then he enters into Shukla Dhyan, which is I am pure soul. So that I understand the question. The questioner says, Akshesh says, now the Mahatmas who are sitting here, the question is, this is for us only. The one who has attained Atmagnan, then he has to deal with the results of the Gnan is auto on autopilot. And correction, the Vignan is on autopilot. He said, and what is the Gnan part and what is the Vignan part? But whatever Dhyan arises, whatever meditation state arises, says Deepak Bhai, at that time you you are in the awakened awareness state of and from that, and that is called Shukla Dhyan, the first step of where from the Nishchay, from the Pratiti, the conviction level, you are in the hazy experience of the self complex, correction, S capital, which is Shukla Dhyan. But however, our discharging effects are still there from past life, and as the discharging effects arise in front of us, the ignorance is gone. However, the residual rag vesh is still there of Akshes, of Siddharth. And who is he? When Akshes is eating, greed is entering in that, and deceit is entering there, and therefore he becomes greedy in the food that he likes. And that when he becomes greedy, when he eats more of the ice cream and less of the bitter one, then that is the parinam, that is the result of Artha Dhyan, that he became excessively greedy in one particular item of the food, and therefore we recite the sixth column of about the food. So therefore the ignorance is nullified through the knowledge that you have received, that which is discharged. And therefore Jnan neutralizes the beliefs, is it not? He asks, he says yes, it is Jnan that neutralizes the old beliefs. But the subatomic particles are automatically dissipating, are they not, in the discharging process? They are, and the carrying forward is the belief that carries forward. And so we know, we are concerned about one more, so we need to be wrong from all the wrong beliefs. So where, what is the exact role of pratikraman in this thing? Are we, if we are not on applying pratikraman on the effect level, then success. Pratikraman is to do the pratikraman, to read the seventh column, read the sixth seventh column of food, and also repent that this is wrong, this is nobody should be hurt. So it belongs to the non-self complex. It is the non-self complex that did the atikraman, and it is the non-self complex that has to do pratikraman. So if you believe that I should scold the child, then on that basis you will continue to scold the child. If you put a block of ice in a steel glass, then automatically outside the condensation will happen, and then slowly a puddle will form of water. And if we remove the ice inside, then there will be no condensation outside. What we are doing, it is that the ice complex inside is the wrong belief, and therefore we are, by removing the inner ice of anger, greed, deceit and pride, insistence and remote control button effects that you want to have your way, etc., the external condensation of the effect will not happen, the effect of effect will not happen, and therefore we use the knowledge of the sentence, the Jnanvidhi, as well as the five agnas. So pratikraman is entirely of the non-self complex, is it not? Yes, says Deepak Bhai. There are two components. There is an effect of stealing, and therefore because you steal, if you hurt other person, therefore you bind accounts with other person, and therefore you have to extricate yourself from the account of the hurt caused to others, and there is an underlying intent of stealing that is washed off through pratikraman too. So the pratikraman happens at two levels, at the subtle level of the understanding, and also at the gross level of the, in the effect of the effect which arises, which ends up hurting others. In the karmic path, the man believes that I verily am Chandu, I verily am Siddharth, and therefore he moves into Dharma Dhyan through ego. But because in Akram Vignan we enter into the Shukla Dhyan at the S capital, and therefore at the relative level there is the moving from the Artha and the Raudra into the Dharma Dhyan. This is an amazing discovery of Dada Shri. This is, and we, it is, pratikraman has to be done by the prudgal, by the ego, the belief, the one with the wrong belief, to convert his beliefs into right beliefs. That's all. And then as it happens at the higher level, then as one moves at the higher level, then are there changes in the nature of the pratikraman? For instance, at your level and Niruma's level, what kind of you are constantly in the state of the S capital, or you are in the conch and the second stage of Shukla Dhyan, then what is the need for pratikraman? Deepak Bhai says yes, it is there because the filled stock is there in Deepak Bhai, because somebody might get stained in this, in the drops that accidentally get sprayed in that direction, and therefore because they may get hurt, therefore I have to have Deepak do pratikraman. So supposing you are in a speeding accident, and therefore then you run away from the event, will the police not catch you down the line? So just because you have ran away, does it mean that you are not responsible? And so, and therefore, in Pratikraman, and supposing my awareness, Niruma has higher awareness than I, then Dadashri has got even the higher awareness than both of us, and then Siddhirthankar Bhagwan has got the highest awareness. So these are all levels of awareness. And until one becomes fully enlightened, one has to continue to do Pratikraman. And so as you become more aware, the more light is shed, and therefore you can see laser-like. You can see even the more subtle junk with laser-thin precision. Because therefore, the subtlest level Pratikramans are when I enter out from my S capital self into the S small S mode. So this is the subtlest level Pratikraman. So there are all kinds of... So it is on the basis of the S capital self that you are able to, in the light of the S capital self, that you are able to see the subtler and the subtlest, gross, subtler, and the subtlest mistakes within Siddharth. The mistakes that the fact that the kriya, the mistakes of that happen, and then the internal kriya that happens is also the second component, and then the lack of awareness is the third difficulty that arises in this mistake complex. And then you say it is happening to Akshay. Then if you do not keep the separation that it is happening to Akshay and not happening to me, then you have just kind of muddle up the picture, and from there you have to move back into your original territory of the S capital self. And so therefore, whoever had the old opinions, who had the entrenched opinions, who had the intense mental notes, who was the one who was prejudiced, the one who was the hurtful one, the one who was in the hurtful mode, he has to do the Pratikraman, and you are the director of that. Next question from Sudhir. Artha Dhyan is nothing but a suffocation. Again, repetition is the question. And then we are making Chandu, file number one, do the Pratikraman. But Chandu has to do the remorse. He has to have the remorse. He has to do remorse-filled Pratikraman. Who is the suffocation happening to is the question. Dipu, by simple answer, it is happening to the ego only. It is ego means he does not have that middleman, he does not have the exactness, and that is the discharging ego. Because the ego is not into the exactness of the non-self versus the self, and therefore he gets caught up underneath the sandstorm, and therefore he feels he is suffocated, and therefore he just doesn't know what to do. If you bring the awakened one towards your Y capital self, then he'll be fine. It may not happen in 9 out of 10, but in 1 out of 10, he gets lost and he gets covered by the sandstorm. And in that particular instant, you have to really go ahead and tell him, hey, my friend, do you see? 9, you are fine. But in that 1 out of 10, where you got covered up by the sandstorm and got suffocated and entangled, that is where you have to converse with him and bring him back to this side, and then make him do Pratikraman for any effects for having been under the sandstorm. These are all different. There is a new word called khed, which is remorse. Is there a difference between khed? I understand that the remorse is. Is it of the mixed complex? Who is the one who is being remorseful? This man is trying to put his own understanding into this thing, in this question, and he is using other words of pratishthitatma or the charged self or from lesses. Is it happening? He uses the word pratishthitatma. It's all part of the non-self complex, as Deepak Bhai. Just make him do Pratikram. The one who is suffocating, make him do Pratikram, period. Why tease words? Why don't you just leave him? But who is the one? If there is prajna on this side, in ignorance, suffocation arises. Where the prajna is, there is no suffocation. There is absolute clarity and separation. Artist, we are sitting in prajna and saying, you, Siddhartha, do Pratikraman. You are the one who got suffocated. You are the one who is gotten into it. So, it is the one. Sorry. Okay, go slowly. And therefore, so you know, if you're driving and the car and the glass of the eye of the car starts getting wet, you see, as you try to use your wipers, there is some more water. But as more and more wipers are washed off, and therefore, as the wipers really go full swing, then you can see. So, in the initial phases, there is a little suffocation. Gungraman, this suffocation, what is it? This suffocation means inability to see in front of the car despite using the wipers. You see, you cannot see it. You cannot have the intuitive, clear clarity of awareness. vision. And so it is part of the nature of the pratikraman. Supposing you hit somebody and the car then ends up hitting somebody, then you say, because you could not see well through your glasses during rain, through your windshield, through the rain, you end up hurting somebody, and then when you hurt somebody, then you have to do pratikraman. At that time you are really remorseful. But the reason that, are they both discharge effects? There's nothing wrong by saying a discharge, but you are saying it that you, this particular part needs a little bit of correction, is it not? This is actually mix energy results, is it not? It is not pure. It is not exactly. It is actually because it was filled in the sense of a belief. Now the belief is arising, and therefore it is through Purusharth, it is through the awakened awareness of the self only that you will be able to move. Yes, the subatomic particles, they take their own time to dissipate, but your belief is most important. It is your wrong. When you remove and dispel all your wrong beliefs, then the right beliefs will set in. So you have to attack it at the belief level initially before you start attacking at the subatomic level. Subatomic level is way ahead. So if you can understand exactly through your Purusharth, P capital, independent energy of the awakened self, then you'll be able to keep it in separateness and you will see it exactly who it is happening to. It is Akshes, it is Sudhir who is getting confusion. Just the driver is getting confused because he cannot see because of the heavy rain despite the wipers. But you are sitting safely. Because there is some oily stuff on the windshield of the glass, therefore the wipers have really smeared it worse, and despite using the wiper, then the car really gets into an accident, and therefore, but it was very clear, there was the one who is suffocated, could not see clearly, and then the one who collided, and the one who is now doing pratikraman with remorse. Therefore artadhyan and radhadhyan are not happening to me, but because they're happening, I want to know, when you say artadhyan radhadhyan is not happening to me, who is it not happening to? It is exactly, Deepak Bhai says, the pure soul. Now there is a pause. And what is Gungadaman? The suffocation is nothing but the result of the karma that deludes, the vision veiling karma, the delusion, the karma of illusion. It is like the heavy rain on the windshield, despite heavy wipers you can't see. So that is the suffocation. Suffocation is nothing but, it's a kind of, supposing the son failed in the examination and there is lack of money, and now they say, okay, give us some more fees, more for the next year. He has already failed. Now you are in a suffocation, and then your wife will say, hey, why are you not doing something? Why don't you get some more money? Shut up. Why did you see? He has just spoiled all the money. Where am I going to money? Get the money for more fees? And that is a collision. And then later on he will say, oh no, it's my fault only. The father will say, I should not have become upset. And so on the basis of the accident, the guy goes into a mode of severe remorse. And so the lack of the intuitive vision, the clarity, is the heavy water on the windshield in heavy rain. Despite a diapers, you are not able to see. So for some reason, and therefore, in that time, the driver says, it is happening to me. No, the driver has got the clarity of the vision. It is a veil that came, the veil of illusion that came in a particular karma. Next one from Shashikant. Next one. What does Dada mean when he says recall and confess? Recall the errors in the mirror. What does Dada try to say in the last sentence that we read? What does Dada mean that you have to recall your errors, dig up your mistakes? Right now, do it at the gross level. Forget about potapana, the I-ness. I-ness is at a must. He used the word potapana. That is a very high level of awareness. Why don't you just look around and see where you've hurt the people around you, where you've hurt the people around you. Even as you're walking, you're hurting. As you're walking, you're giving opinions about everybody. This guy is this way, this guy is this way, she is this way, she's crazy, this one is this way. So why don't you handle your intellect first? Because you have your ego, because you are somebody, whenever you consider yourself something superior, then you see everybody at fault. Why don't you attack that? When can I consider myself higher? When I feel that all of you are low, then I know I'm already up. So the ego and the intellect complex will always try to put other people down in order to rise yourself up. this is a trick, this is a belief. All beliefs of the ego and all the storms of the ego internal complexes are that all the, it is such person with such storms created through ego intellect complex that the other says, why don't you recall all the people that you met as you walk from there to here, and what kind of opinions did you give about them, what were the intense mental notes about them, what were the prejudices about them, what were the hurt that was caused to them, and so because such a person just enjoys it, he just, and then he's joking around with his buddies and he doesn't even recognize that he is clearly throwing sand on others all the time, he is clearly hurting others at a very subtle level. So, and these are all negative opinions, etc., are all totally wrong. You need to extricate yourself from this. You have to show him those. Come on, ask for forgiveness. This is wrong, dead wrong. Ask for forgiveness. It is, this is how you go deeper into the samayik. So, first of all, in samayik, we find out why did it happen and how did it happen. Whereas in pratikraman, we just recall the errors and say, okay, just wash it off, stain, error, stain, wash it off. And when Dadashri says about recalling means, because the moment he comes here, he's in another task, this guy. Then, because as soon as he comes home, his son has failed, so he'll really get on the case of his wife. Hey, stop the TV. So, do you think so? And then he turns on the TV, because his intellect is in his pleasure-seeking mode only, and the right and wrong mode only. He doesn't have time to wash it, and therefore, so you have to wash by remembering the mistakes. Haven't you seen such samples? It is within you only. He says, this is a sample itself. I don't do that, Deepak Bhai. I am guilty of that, he says. It is within us only. So what are you going to do now? So what's the question next? Shall we read further? Okay, we are going to read further. Okay, so what are we reading further? Okay, let's read something further on page 232. Exactness of the Pratikraman Vidhi of Dada Shri. On page 232, let's just turn on the microphone. Somebody is reading again. Jayesh Pai out of Atlanta, the gentleman who is reading, he lives in Atlanta, a major center leader. Page 232. There's next question here. This person must have read. This is the context. It is the next two headings. Is somebody must have reading. This happens or not, and therefore Dada is now discussing that he must have read something in Aptavani's Dada Streets, and this is the ongoing links of this. And so now he is asking this. Let's read it. Now this is questioner. Exactness of Pratikraman Vidhi of Dada Shri. We change the title. Questioner. When we do Pratikraman for Artha Dhyan, what does that fall under? Dada Shri, it does not fall under anything. The stain that happened with Artha Dhyan gets washed off with Pratikraman. And where does it go? Artha Dhyan, what category does it fall in on? He says, no, it doesn't go anywhere. If you just for Akram, this is how it is. On Kramic path, it is different. When you do Artha Dhyan, so in Kramic path, by doing Pratikraman in Artha Dhyan, and Rautra Dhyan, it goes into Artha Dhyan. Kramic mark, Pratikraman lead you from worse to better. Whereas for us, it just simply washes it off and it just raises you above it. Questioner. Next page. And what about doing Pratikraman for Rautra Dhyan? Dada Shri, you have to do that Pratikraman for the other person. You have to, Deepak Bhai says, you have to invoke the pure soul of the other person and then the questioner. But here it is printed in this book, Aptavani, that it turns into Dharma Dhyan. Yes, it will definitely go into Dharma Dhyan if you do Pratikraman of Raudra Dhyan, because you stopped the Raudra Dhyan. Questioner. So then, where does the Pratikraman of Artha Dhyan go higher into Dada Shri? It is not like that. It is not written like that. It is different in the books. Stopping Raudra Dhyan is Dharma Dhyan. Is that not what is written in the book? Questioner. And what about Artha Dhyan? Dada Shri, that which stops Raudra Dhyan is Dharma Dhyan, and that which stops Artha Dhyan is also Dharma Dhyan. Yes, both. Questioner. And if one repents, Dada Shri, then he washes off his mistakes when he repents. Questioner. Sometimes in satsang you say that to have control in situations where Artadhyan, Ravdadhyan are likely to happen, that is called Dharmadhyan. Dada Shri says, the way that Artadhyan, the way that Dharmadhyan remains, quote, in control, is by maintaining the awareness that this is all unfolding of, quote, my own karma, the other person is simply an image. That is what we call Dharmadhyan. The questioner, yes. But only if it remains under control, right? Dadashri says, Deepakvi says, doing Dharma Dhyan is something different, and Pratikram, doing Pratikraman is different. How can one maintain Dharma Dhyan when the other person is cursing me? This is my negative karma unfolding, the karma of disrespect from me. The person who is doing it is under SCE, he is not doing it. And then, if you see all of these evidences, then you have just converted Artharadhura to Dharma. But however, elsewhere he says, but if you, the bullet has already left the gun, then you have to do Pratikraman. Yes. Yeah, questioner. Then it washes. Sometimes in satsang, okay, yeah, the way the Dharma Dhyan, yes, it only happens. Yes, but on, yes, you have to do Pratikraman once you shoot a bullet. Does Pratikraman or Pratikraman lead directly to Dharma Dhyan? Dadashri, no, not like that. It's like this. Everything is based on exact words. There is difference between Pratikraman and repentance. You have to stay in the Shuddha, pure state of the Self, and then make Michael do Pratikraman. Whereas in the Kramic path, the person believes that this other person is hurting me, it is my, and he sets this understanding of the Vitarag Bhagwan, the Supreme Lord, and then through the medium of the ego, he says, I'm not going to react and I'm not going to counter react. Whereas in, so the Kramik Pratikraman is through the medium of the ego, whereas for us, it is through the medium of the S capital Self. Because to you, the Self simply have to check, that is all. You have to see that there is no interference from anyone or anything. When you are doing the Pratikraman Vidhi. So, in the Kramic path, from Raudra by Pratikraman, you move to Artha and then through Raudra and Dharma. Whereas, and that is all through egoism, ego base. Whereas, so Dada is resetting what this man has read in the Aptamani, is the words of Dadashri. Whereas Dadashri says, we in the S capital Self are automatically negating any Dharma or Artha, negating any Raudra or Artha Dhyan, adverse internal meditative states, into the state free of any adverse internal meditation, which is called Dharma Dhyan, or in other words, a clear silent pond in the non-self complex. And so we use all kinds of words like it is a Nimit, he is a Nirdosh, SC is the doer, he is not the doer, he is a pure soul, etc. So we make a clear separation. And so the man now discusses the person. Yes, are my words are there in it or not? That is all you have to see. There is no need for you to see mistakes in others. Next page. Next question. It is not an issue of seeing mistakes, he's still insisting, but we need to know it exactly, don't we? No, each and every word in this vidhi of Pratikraman is correct. No one at all has the right to cross out or negate any of it in the future. Because the context of this thing is like this, that Dada Shri says, there are different answers that Dada has given for the one who is absolutely ignorant, the one who has just entered into Akram Vignan, and also the one who has is a established in Akram Vignan. And the same is there in Apta Sutra, the collection of 4,232 aphorism of Dada Shri. And therefore, if you know that there is the body, the ego, and the I, that separation, and then if you make that kind of adjustments, then you can probably tell from which level the question is coming to you, and from which level Dada Shri is giving the answers to different people. And so, yes, everybody is correct in his own level. Everybody is correct from his viewpoint, but one has to know at what particular milestone is he sitting at. And so, is he one with awareness, or is he with conviction? Has he reached the level of the experience yet? Is he a saint? Is he a regular? Is he a guru? Is he a bhakta? Is he a spiritual master? Is he from Vedanta phase? Is he from Jain? design base, etc. They're stuck. And the Dada Shri can see it all from various contexts and levels, and then he gives the answers. And therefore, by talking to him, and from so in the books, therefore, it is not because of it. Now we can see. Therefore, in this, in the very book, it has been written that, you know, that those who have not received Jnana are called seekers, and those who have received Jnana are called questioners in this very book of Pratikraman. Now, questioner, exact Pratikraman, questioner. I was not talking about negating them, Dada, but it's just that two or three sentences all came together. Dada Shri, no, if for some reason someone were to bring the entire book here, then I can tell you what was said under what circumstances. We need to make the before and the after connection. We need to put it in context. If you just, we need to have the total context. If you just pull out a sentence from the middle, then we would not be able to give a proper meaning to it, says Dada Shri. Questioner, page 234, questioner. No. In Aptavani 2, page number 109, it is written that repentance in Raudha Dhyan results in Artha Dhyan, and exact Pratikraman is in Raudha Dhyan leads to Dharma Dhyan. Okay, so he is quoting Dada back to him. Dada Shri. From the whole sentence that has been spoken, all you have to do is to make sure that it is not, there is no meddling from others. Tell me, if there is any meddling from others, not a Vakram Vignan. Another thing is, do not try to do a comparative analysis. Whether it means this or that depends on circumstances. Do you understand that? Dada Shri is saying that. Dada Shri says, in Raudha Dhyan, when somebody is, there is difference. When Dada Shri may have said there is exact Pratikraman in Raudha Dhyan versus there is remorse in Pratikraman has different effects. So people misuse the words of Dada unless they have been recorded exactly and then repeated again. Because Dada Shri can see the whole spectrum, the whole ball of wax. Because once Dada Shri has said it, then there is nothing in his memory. He sees it through his awakened awareness and applied focused awareness of the Supreme Soul. And therefore, he is seeing it as he is seeing it. And therefore, now somebody is kind of bringing something that was written in the Aptavani that is brought in front of Dada. And he says, don't, why have you written this thing? And then Dada says, leave it alone. Right now, just let's move forward. Next one. Yathart, as it should be, means that the Jnani Purush can say the sentence exactly as it should be. No one else can say that. Yathart meaning. Please explain this Yathart as it should be to me. Dada Shri, Yathart means, this man has, Deepak Bhai says, this guy has got stuck up to Dada. But because he got stuck up to Dada, we are getting the satsang. Yathart means that it should be completely as it is. Generally, a person would not understand it that way, would he? Some spiritually elevated people may understand it. It is possible for you to do exact Pratikraman if you understand it. This person is with... This person has just got conviction. And Dada Shri just has said, Yathart Pratikraman, exact Pratikraman means to do the self, the Pratikraman with in exactness and with purity. With the elevated spiritual people. That means these spiritually elevated, those who have progressed a lot in Jnan, they are called spiritually elevated. In Jnan of the self and the non-self, not just routine spirituality, in the Jnan that separates the S capital from the small S. If you can understand this thing, then you can do exact Pratikraman. This is a very loaded sentence. It is possible for you to do exact Pratikraman if you do it. Questioner, up until now I understood it this way, that if I think about doing something wrong with another person, I block it, and that to me is Dharma Dhyan. This person hurt me, so I will immediately react to that by thinking that I want to do this or that to him. But then I feel that is not my task. This I used to believe to be Dharma Dhyan, and that is the traditional approach of Dharma Dhyan understanding. Dada Shri, yes, that is called Dharma Dhyan. It is Dharma Dhyan because it stops Artha and Raudha Dhyan from taking place. That is cash Dharma Dhyan, instantly available, just like cash, money. next page, but it is a very big accomplishment to be able to do this exact or yathart pratikraman. Otherwise, that other pratikraman is a different thing. Questioner, Dada. Deepak Bhai says, supposing you believe that you just, you know, this definition, he just believes the intent that I don't want to hurt anybody. It is not. It is actually a bhav, an intent not to hurt. He is not gone into yathartha exact pratikraman means Siddhartha is separate. You are in five agnas. You have the awareness. You know who made the mistake. You know SC did it, but you need to remain in all of that separation. And then, having cleared it all, and then you do pratikraman. Then you make him do pratikraman. That, you know, do you understand? Where your evidence at the lateral, your evidence was at the relative level, and then do pratikraman. Prashna karta, questioner. Dada, once it got get printed in a book, it all went to a common language. Dada Sri, yes. But Rich is the one who is a true and sincere, does it not? Who would understand it exactly? Who would understand it exactly? Questioner. I thought about it and came to the conclusion that exact yathat pratikraman is one in which there is no doership. Dada Sri, yes. There is absolutely no doership after attaining none. But exact yathat means that it should be done exactly as it is. It should be done exactly as it is. Yathart. That Deepak Bhai has just given us the meaning of yathart pratikraman. Questioner. Gnanis do not have to do any pratikramas, do they? Dada Sri, these akram vignanis, those who have self-realized akram vignanis, do have to do them. But it is not exact pratikraman, is it? Dada Sri, exact pratikraman are done by those who live with us. Those who have advanced in Jnan with us, like Niruma. Dada would show Niruma and say, these people can do exact pratikraman. There are still some people, others can do that too. You too can do it like them. There is no problem if you do exactly, do not understand it exactly. But I do know that you are capable of doing them exactly. The word yathart, exact, is a very heavy word itself. It means as it should be. No, Dada Sri realized, says Deepak Bhai, that this man was not going to come that high, so therefore Dada Sri wound it up. Let's not go higher than that. He just said it should be in a state of purity. He does not give the clarity of what is Shuddha Bhav, but we know what Shuddha Bhav is. We already have received it. Now next question. Shukla Dhyan within and Dharma Dhyan on the outside is the next heading on page 236. Let me tell you, says Dada Sri, what the science of ours says. Right now, there are only two types of unfolding discharge karma taking place. Either good intent and bad intent or kapow. Questioner. There are only two intents, either a good intent or a bad intent. Yeah, the questioner, yes, Dada Sri. Then look at that discharge and you will see your own fault. That is the Uday. The one whose fault it is will see his fault. He will see it as good if it is good, but you have to see your own faults and nothing else. This Purusharth, inner spiritual effort, will make a difference in your coming life. But that is not what we are saying. What we are saying is that you have become Shuddh Atma and we do not want a next life.
236
page. So what are we saying? What we are saying is that there is, we do not want a next life. So what we are saying is that this is an unfolding karma, an Uday karma, and we are settling it. We are just doing a nikal of it, knowing it. We are just knowing that it is being settled. We are seeing the Uday, that which is unfolding in front of us. To know that a mistake has happened is called Dharma Dhyan. And within this prevails Shukla Dhyan. When there is both Dharma and Shukla Dhyan, then one becomes Ekavtari, one more life before Moksha. And when only Shukla Dhyan is there, one attains Moksha. So, So there is very subtle. There is in the feedstock there is a discharging effect. In the discharging effect, somebody gets the results of a mistake, or somebody has a very good intent effect. So Deepak Bhai says, know the good and the bad. Know in the karmic path of step by step elevation, he will say, no, this should not be so, this should not be so, and he tries to convert them. We are not converting the negative into the better. We do not want a next life, and the one who does not want a left life, he should just become the knower, and in that awareness see the field stock that is arising and settle it with equanimity through the five agnas. And if you do it this way, then you will attain your next life in front of the fully enlightened Lord. That is the ek avatari pad, to know. And so you are in Shukla Dhyan within, and the external one, Patrick, is in the Dharma Dhyan mode. So if we are the one who is aware of both, then is rising towards the ek avatari, the one more life state. And when there is only nothing but I am pure soul only state, when the ego becomes zero only, then there is not even Dharma Dhyan there. You are completely in the Nayak and in the absolute knower seer state only. And then in that very life you will attain Nirvana or Moksha. So this is whether the good comes out or the bad comes out, whether the good unfolds or the bad unfolds. Yes, know it first, keep it separate, and make the one who did make the doer do the pratikraman. So this, the knowing is the first, and then it is the knowership that is going to grant you the one life state. And so the junk is being just completely finished at this time. Now next page. Hence, when a mistake happens, you should not touch it at all. Do not consider it as yours. Do not touch it at all. You have studied old scriptures, and that is why you feel, what is this? How can it be? What is going on? We, the Gnani Purush, have given in the Gnanavidhi the knowledge that both the good habits and the bad habits are part of the illusion of the non-self. I am Shuddhatma, and I have become the self. From here on, whatever mistake is there, I can see it. These are now coming in my V capital vision. And the more you can see them, the more you will be able to see them. He says, in the relative world, people call religion that which is auspicious. They are simply not aware of the spirituality. That spirituality is beyond the good and the bad. This is the greatest progress beyond the karmic path. In the karmic path, they are stuck in the auspicious and the good only, and therefore, because they are hung on to, they have so stuck, and they are so stuck to the good only. What they are doing is that they are really negating that which is not good, and therefore they are automatically, they are in a way kind of negating it, and then they are in a scornful mode, and therefore the karmic path is not progressing. In a way, they are in a derogatory mode towards that which is inauspicious. Whereas in Akram Vignan, we have been transcended. This is the greatest siddhi, the greatest accomplishment of Akram Vignan, when this has completely opened up the moksha path, and therefore we have attained the original state. And therefore, we are beyond good deeds and bad deeds, and the good actions and bad actions, good habits and bad habits, and the virtue and vice. In the original path of Akram Vignan, we are beyond virtue and vice. And the more you understand this, and the more you understand the nature of your prakriti, the file number one complex of ego and the non-self, the more you'll be able to see it with clarity. And the more you see it, the higher you'll rise. And this is the awareness. And the awareness, therefore, is to see this mistake. And this is the greatest purushartha of all. Whether it is good or not, to see the mistakes of the self is your awareness. There is nothing that you need to see. You have no time to see anything else. Your vision should be focused within only. And as your ability to see your own faults increases, the more you'll be able to see more and more, and this is like a cycle that is a positive vicious cycle, positive good cycle, and you'll rise higher and higher. The Vijnan has been opened up for you. You can now see the mistakes. You will see all the mistakes. You will see more mistakes and more mistakes as this vision of seeing the mistakes will blossom. Now, if pratikraman do not happen, I will tell you that there is no problem. But keep seeing those mistakes and recognize that they are wrong. It is dharma dhyan the moment you know that. Therefore, externally there is dharma dhyan and internally there is shukla dhyan. This is a completely different path. It is a natural path. Yes, Deepak Bhai still says, when you're sitting, you guys say, when there is a huge barrage of mistakes at that time, then just go ahead and just say it is wrong. Do pratikramanda, even though Dada says, if you are aware, so yes, go ahead. If it happens, if you are aware of hurt, if you are aware of hurt that arises in front of you, then just tell him, go ahead and do pratikraman. This is dharma dhyan is the absence of any effect in the relative, whereas shukla dhyan is the effectless state of the S capital self. And so that is of the non-self complex. Dharma dhyan is non-self, shukla dhyan is the S capital self. So dharma dhyan is attained by yathart pratikraman. This is an amazing discovery of our Gnani Purush Dada Shri. What extraordinary out of this world. And he has experienced it and he is able to grant it to the most ordinary human being. And he says, I am making that person just like me. You and I, there is no difference. The only difference between you and me, says Dada Shri, is that I have zero loans from past life and you have a $5 million loan from past life. But I have given you the exact keys whereby you will become enlightened in the next life. Purush Purushart in the unfolding karma. Okay, now Deepak Bhai says, okay, let's do this one this evening, okay. Okay, let's go into Samayik. Now Deepak Bhai is going into the Samayik mode on the day first, Samayik. Okay, so this is a description of Samayik. Quick, Anna.
Ask them to please be careful if they're going to
the poster. Please, okay, please, yes. Please be very... Because Samayik is to...